Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the birds bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance. Right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and read, listen, ask questions, whatever's on your mind, whatever you got going on, ideas, things you're excited about, things you're frightened about. We got something that will help you there that I've either done or my Brain Trust members have done or we've done together. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Rick Maurer is our guest, M-A-U-R-E-R, if you're Googling him. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want and Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And you got a new version of this wall book coming out? Is it out?
It came out last summer, yeah.
That's right, the revised edition.
Yeah, the revised edition.
Yeah. I thought that was updated, too. Rick, we're talking about change. We're talking about, in the previous segment, we actually compared being a change leader, a successful change leader, to your ability to accept and deal with failure.
Yeah.
And so where do we go from here?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was at a conference last week on budgeting, and I know nothing about budgeting, but the conference organizer, Steve Player, said, you know, we work with a lot of chief financial officers and senior finance people, and they try to make a case for change by using just the technical information. They really need to hear what you have to say about why people resist in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting in on some of the other sessions, and one guy got up, and he said something very interesting. He showed UPS's logo, and somebody in UPS last year said, we assume that crude oil will remain at about $78 a barrel throughout 2011. I just checked this morning. It's $111.86.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. So they started doing their budgeting based on that assumption. But what they did brilliantly, and here even a mom-and-pop organization can do it, they did an exercise called scenario planning that basically said, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? And so it's not picking at some wild thing that would never happen in your area, but an easy one to do would be to say, okay, but what if we're wrong? What mm-hmm. if crude oil price gets up to $120 a gallon? What will we do? Because, I mean, UPS, I mean, the price of oil for all of the trucks they got on the road and
right.
all the planes they got
yep.
there, that's huge. And they had these scenarios so that when the oil prices started to go up, they just pulled that off the shelf and said, this is what we're going to do.
Well, here's how a small business can do this, and I've been talking about this. I've been doing this for decades and talking about it for about that long, too. If you're thinking about taking a proposal to your banker for a loan for some initiative that you got, some opportunity that you want to take, whether it be, you know, buying a piece of real estate or expanding to another market or whatever, take them the projection that you think you can do. But if you want to make sure that that banker gets comfortable with you and has the maximum opportunity to loan you the money, show them your break-even model, too.
Hmm.
This is what I think is going to happen. This is what we put in place. If these things happen, here are my assumptions. Here's where we will be, and here's how I will pay you your money back.
Yeah.
Now, however, as my friend Rick Maurer said, Mr. Banker, if I'm wrong, here's what it looks like if we only break even. Here's how much we make, which is break even, but at the same point, that's break even after I pay you your money back. That's your line right there. If you can take him those two projections, you'll have a much better chance of getting the money. And, as you said earlier, surviving a surprise.
Yeah. And by thinking about it in exactly the way you're talking about or in the way that UPS did it, then there aren't as many surprises. Not that there won't be surprises, of course, but you're starting to think in a different way. You're thinking far more broadly about what could happen, rather than this is how I'm going to make my, my $18 million, and that's all you can see, and you're fixated.
To me, Rick, if you're going to become a change leader, you have to hate surprises. You have to hate. I don't hate many things in the world, but I hate surprises. If in business, surprises are for birthdays. Because even if I get a good surprise, which happens sometimes,
right?
I still think that it was something I should have seen coming, and I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
You should still be hard on always be hard on yourself when a surprise happens, good or bad. Always look, lower your eyebrows and look in the mirror with a level stare and say, "How did I let that happen?"
Yeah, no, that's good, and that is certainly, and that will help you distinguish between those things that are sort of that truly are out of the blue kind of surprises that no reasonable person could have planned for. And all of those other surprises that didn't have to be a surprise.
Well, yeah. Think about it. If something happens and all of a sudden this serendipity falls in your lap and you didn't see it coming at all and you're so excited because, whoa, life is good. And then all of a sudden you should start thinking, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What if this had gone 180 degrees the opposite way?
Right.
What would I be doing right now? Would I even still be in business?
Exactly.
And that's when the cold sweat pops out on your head, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's about a mile from us.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you tell us a story after this break. Give us your website again, please.
Sure. www.rickmaurer.com.
They can find all your books there, too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
All your writing, all the things he does, folks, on change. He's the guy who's helped us understand this thing about change. You've got to get comfortable with change. You've got to embrace it. You have to lead it. Tintail, right back with Rick Maurer after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.